It was a good day of baseball for you guys. That first game just kind of went back and forth, and I thought you guys kind of learned a lot about yourselves in that first game. Had to rally to win that first game, and had to do it in extras.
Yeah, you know, we got a good day of weather, and we used every bit of it today. So we played a lot of baseball, and that first game was pretty impressive. I was really happy with us. You know, we got off to a pretty good start in the game, and you know, had just a few mistakes that allowed them to have a big inning, and we just crawled right back in it and just kept battling. And, you know, and when you're the road team, you know, that's, you got to do it first. You know, you can't wait around. So we just kept putting one up at a time and doing a good job and, you know, take the lead and, you know, just kept working until the end of the game. And both teams played really well, you know, all day long. And it was a fun game to be a part of, and I'm really proud of the guys and the way they hung in there, and they had a lot of fun today, yeah. And that was really good to see. So it's a fun baseball team to coach.
How about the pitching of Aaron Armendariz? He ends up getting two wins today on the mound. He gets the win. I think he goes 2 1/3 in the first game, and then he goes the first five of the second game. And so I think he goes 7 1/3 today, but a big day for him on the mound there when you guys needed some pitching. And, you know, Eloy did a good job pitching. Carson did as well, but Aaron doing it over two games.
Yeah, he was a warrior out there. He was starting to get tired, but he's a tough kid, and just kept working, and you know it kind of started cooling off, and we had some long innings there in the second game, and you know, it might take him a pitch or two to find the zone again, but once he found it, he was right there, and our defense made some good plays throughout the day behind him, but he did an awesome job coming in, you know, in relief, and you know, that was kind of the plan. We didn't plan on going to extra innings, you know, so kind of took a little bit more time and more pitches away from him going into game two. But he was really efficient in game two. You know, if he hadn't pitched any in that game one, he's probably stays under the count to finish game two. So that's always pretty good, you know, staying around that 100 pitch mark and past seven innings.
Yeah.
Most of the time we don't have an opportunity to do that, but that is pretty impressive. He did a good job. And, you know, that's kind of what we thought, you know, coming out of the other day is that, you know, that was just a one-day deal. And, you know, our guys are coming right back to get a job done again. So,
and go back to sign of the hitting today. And I think you guys gained a lot of confidence. I know in game two, Brooks at the leadoff spot ended up, I think, with four RBI in the second game. But I want to go back to the first game a little bit when you guys needed some hits. That bottom third of the order came up with some timely hits. Avery, Carson had a couple hits and some big ones in there.
Yeah, Carson drove in some runs when we absolutely had to have him early in the game. And, you know, just flipped our lineup over. And that was – it was really nice having those guys down there. We had – a lot of really solid contact. You know, I think the wind pushed a couple of ours around a little bit in the first game, but we had a lot of base hits right up the middle on the ground too, and that's always good to see. We always know we're hitting the ball well, and when we're hitting it right back through the pitcher, and they did a good job. You know, top to bottom, the lineup did good today. I haven't looked at the stats, but I would assume everyone had a hit today. I mean, you know, they played in both games. So,
well, you told me in the pregame interview you wanted to get to 500 this week, at least a non-losing record this week. You got that, and you got to 3-3 on the year. A big doubleheader coming up ahead of you on Tuesday at Colby.
Yeah, we got those two goals, short-term goals for the week, and accomplished. We got our first sweep of the year, and you know, it's never easy. It doesn't matter who you're playing to win, you know, two games on the same day and keep that level of focus and effort. We were out here for, you know, we got here about 2:30. So, you know, our boys are tired, and, you know, even that last inning, you know, you could hear a dugout, you know, they were keeping our guys going that were at the plate and, you know, pretty excited about everything that we were doing. Next Tuesday, we got a good opportunity to see where we're at again and you know, have some good competition with Colby, and always good to play up there on their field, and you know, I will get off to a quick start, being the road team, and try and score first.
All right. Well, congratulations on the sweep here and getting to 500. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me here post-game, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
All right. Thank you.